We all want to eat healthy, but have you ever read the ingredients list off of your favorite snack? Between the hard-to-pronounce ingredients and man-made additives, it's difficult to find anything made from real, natural ingredients. Even some of my favorite organic snacks have ingredients I haven't heard of. At Balance of Nature, we know the value of real nutrition that can only be found in real food. That's why the only things you'll find on our ingredients list are real whole fruits and vegetables. No additives, fillers, or artificial ingredients of any kind. Balance of Nature is the best whole fruit and vegetable product on the market, delivering your body everything it needs to function at its very best. Eat better and feel better. Start your journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get free shipping. And don't forget to get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code KATE.
Hi, everybody. Go to the bottom of my homepage. You're going to see an ad for Z-Stack, Dr. Zelenko's new vitamin supplement that combines zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. All of those things that we talk about on the show, he has combined them into one supplement. Dr. Zelenko is a board-certified physician in New York. He was the one that gave ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine to Trump and told him about that, and he was really the guy that started the frontline doctors. Dr. Zelenko formulated the Support Your Immune Function supplement. Zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. Take this every day. This is a great combination of a supplement that you can take of all the things we talk about on the show. This is an amazing product to keep you well, and make sure that you go get this. This is also manufactured in the USA. Head and order this. Go to the bottom of my homepage at katedalyradio.com.
Drowning in information, starving for wisdom. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
That liner going in. You know why I love that liner? Because it's the truth. I don't know that we can handle the truth sometimes. I think sometimes it's too much. And our little brains, I mean, I know from my past experience over 10 years of this journey to find out the truth, that's what it's been like. It's been like, I don't know if I want to know anymore. It's that bad. Right? Hi, Susan.
Hi there.
How are you?
Splendid.
Good. It's good to know. You know what? Let's start off with this clip. Let's start off with this very, very important clip, because we're going to talk about being groomed. Us. Okay. And in fact, hat tip Laura, who sent me this clip, because I remember seeing this a long time ago, but I don't think this ever made the show. And I don't know why it didn't, because I remember I had some notes on this. I swear this was the right clip. Anyway, this is all about being groomed, and this is all about taking kids and offering them up for purposes that you and I are very unaware of. So this is really graceful. I've actually played her clips before on the show, I think. She does some good clips. So she put this out a couple of years ago. This is a very, very important story. So listen up. This is very interesting. Man, hide your kids and your wallets from the government. That's all I have to say. Here we go, because we're going to talk about this. Here we go.
A top medical institution worldwide. But that's not all they're known for. Beginning in 1979, Johns Hopkins University offered a program that was set on identifying academically gifted seventh graders, providing students with accelerated classes and coursework on the weekends and throughout the summer. Dr. Julian Stanley was the mastermind behind the program, using the SAT, or Scholastic Aptitude Test, to identify exceptionally talented middle school students. Originally from Macon, Georgia, Dr. Stanley served in the Army Air Corps Chemical Warfare Division during the Second World War. When he returned, he completed his education at Harvard, taking a teaching position in educational psychology at several different colleges, eventually ascending to Stanford University, then finally, Johns Hopkins. Dr. Stanley was famous for his work in psychometrics, or the science of measuring mental capabilities and processes. He modeled what would become the Johns Hopkins Center for Talented Youth from a pre-existing study, the Genetic Studies of Genius series, which meant he measured the effects of short and long-term rigorous academic studies by following his students throughout their lives. Historically, the talent search involved taking the SAT in seventh grade. Admittance into the program required scores as good or better than 50% of college-bound juniors and seniors. And while the intense curriculum covers everything from math to robots to monsters, as far as I can tell, the program varies from student to student. Over the decades, programs that identified academically gifted individuals popped up at various institutions across the world. But the Center for Talented Youth has emerged as a leader in identifying exceptional talent, and boasts alumni like the co-founder of Google, Sergey Brin, founder of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, entertainer and Grammy winner Lady Gaga, and presidential candidate Andrew Yang. The ease of tracking gifted individuals who are processed through the Center for Talented Youth and other programs like it is important to keep in your back pocket for the rest of this video.
Very interesting. She goes into some depth on this. I'll post this on show notes. I just put up a post about what Melissa talked about, but this, there's so much of this that goes on, right, Susan? These kid programs. Oh, gosh.
There is so much.
The funnel of public education testing scores, because I was talking about this with James Martinez after we were on the air. And we were talking about this, how they go and they find people like this and they groom people like this. And these are the people that they seek after to then, I don't know whether it's because they can compromise them, they can put them into positions like Zuckerberg. Very robotic Zuckerberg. You realize that he was just the face of what an operation of the CIA. That it was a CIA operation called LifeLog. That was Facebook, but they couldn't sell it, so they put Zuckerberg in front. And they seek these people out and they groom them. And we all think, oh, my son or daughter is gifted. They're gifted. They're going to a program for the gifted. There's much more involved in these programs, and I think it's more programming.
Programming, uh-huh. And people have a hard time wrapping their minds around it, yep. Because it's so different than what the average person would want for their child or their grandchild or as a teacher. Nobody would want this, no normal person. Mm-hmm. And I started looking at the news, and there seemed to be a coalescence of things that started to, you recognize more and more is coming out. And I think it was the Hugh Hefner article that startled me the most. Because there's another We All Knew article. We all knew.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, A&E has a 10-part docuseries featuring Hugh Hefner, mm-hmm. founder of Playboy, and his Playboy empire, it says, was a hotbed of abuse. Turns out, Secrets of Playboy paints Hugh Hefner as a rapist monster who was into snuff films and bestiality.
And well, I believe it.
I totally believe it.
Yeah.
You can't have as much demoralized behavior just on the surface.
Right, and not have a lot more going on. With little caverns he had as a pool. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
And how he was allowed to continue mm-hmm. on. And so now whistleblowers are coming forward saying,
right.
Well, we knew, we saw, we tried to push back.
Right.
But see, I think he had a much bigger backer. And I think that bigger backer were people in the know who could use right. his processes mm-hmm. for their own
that there's something purposes. To what you're saying too. It's like Mark Zuckerberg spent 3 years in the Center for Talented Youth.
Yes.
Okay. In that program. 3 years. Mm-hmm. Don't you think that they would take a kid like Zuckerberg and say, we'll give you fame and fortune. We're going to put you on this project. We're going to make it so that you college student who would never get anywhere without us because nobody would spend a dime on you because you have no background. We're going to make sure that you catapult yourself right to the front of the line in prosperity and fame. You're going to have this Facebook situation. We'll even make a movie about you and your journey, quote unquote, but really it wasn't a journey of his. They just put him as the face for a very, very funded Incutel. Same thing with Jeff Bezos, 1998, Amazon founder, now Washington Post owner, Jeff Bezos. And he invested $250,000 in Google, right? And then it was revealed that, of course, Jeff Bezos was doing all these CIA jobs, right? And getting paid for it in the amounts of like, what, $600 million, okay? Doing a lot of work that was never really disclosed, but working with the CIA. And the former CEO of Lockheed Martin funded Incutel with the mission to identify and invest in camps developing cutting-edge technologies that serve the United States national security interests. If you're the CIA and you have a thing called LifeLog that collects voluntary information that you can't get from regular citizens like you and me, what do you have to do in the case, if you're going to consider yourselves national interest, you put a face like Zuckerberg, you put a face like Jeff Bezos out there to control the Washington Post content, even though he's not a newspaper guy. You use your assets from these programs to catapult them to the top so that they have a face, a personal story attached to these things, and then they pass them off as a non-governmental little boy makes good story.
True.
That's the truth of it. That's what they do.
They're called the mesmerizers. Those are the people.
The mesmerizers. I like that.
Yes. And in Ponerology, which is the study of evil in politics, a Polish researcher has been doing this work. And he says you need one of these mesmerizing type figures to focus attention on. Because what are they really doing behind the scenes? It's not like they're creating anything themselves, but they need the frontman personality that people can relate to and feel good about.
Right.
And a lot of people do. Zuckerberg seemed like hip and all that, whatever. But you know what? This reminded me so much of something. As all these doctors are coming forward, because Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin recently had a hearing, and he invited Dr. Malone and
Thomas
Dr.
Rentz.
Corey and Thomas Rentz.
And Leah Dundas, and she's on the show tomorrow.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. So there are all these truth tellers, and I was listening to Dr. Corey, who was talking about how he had come forward and explained how well ivermectin works. Mm-hmm. And he came forward this time and said, I am so, so tired. I'm so tired. Now that we see the evidence all around the globe of how well ivermectin works in other countries,
right.
He goes, it's still not, it's being fought here.
Yeah.
And he said, it's because the drug companies are writing the rules. Mm-hmm. Of engagement.
Yeah.
And I thought about this, and here you have these truth tellers, but it reminded me of something, and that was the book, one of my favorites, Dracula, ironically. It was written in 1897.
That is ironic. Go ahead.
1897, when you consider it's a blood topic, right?
Yeah.
But it was, the theme is accepting the supernatural nature of reality, that these things are so evil. As that recording that you just played, she talks about this is an old, old evil system.
Yes.
This is an old system.
A feeder system.
Yes, but it's through the centuries, through the millennia. It's worked this way. And he said, the problem is, one author said, we deliberately ignore what we can't comfortably explain. So people look at each other and go, why would these people at the top of these companies, why would they be wanting to do this, right? Mm-hmm. We always think blackmail or whatever, but these are very, very old processes and training. And the Book of Dracula intersected between a modern world, who are the British people in the story, and you have Van Helsing, who was from the old world, Dracula, who was an old world nobleman. Mm-hmm. And it was Van Helsing's job to keep explaining to the British people, who were scientific, and saying, this can't possibly be true. This doesn't work this way. Mm-hmm. Why are you telling us this? Why? And that is what people are pushing back on, who we want to explain. Look, ivermectin works. Look, hydroxychloroquine can save you. Push back.
Right.
Because they are blinded to this old, old evil.
It's
right?
So true.
Yes.
Because I have friends that went to doctors. And the doctor said, oh, ivermectin is terrible. You have to keep a close eye on it. It's just horrid. It's killing people. Okay, there hasn't been a death from ivermectin, but whatever. And the doctors are telling the patients this, and it's just like they're reading a script, you know? And, oh, you can't trust it. It has to be monitored closely. I'm going, like Tylenol has to be monitored? I mean, give me a break, or ibuprofen. I mean, come on, it's about that safe. And the doctors really do. They are delivering this information at the behest of the individuals that try to hide it. And these spokesmen see people trust their doctor. They trust them. And when they come out with that, and they're reading that same script that they just got from the NIH to hide ivermectin in this country as a viable way to get zinc into the cell to help your own immune system, well, you can certainly see how it's playing out, right? People are bamboozled by their doctors. I've even had people come to me and say, my doctor said I couldn't do it.